you know, these party lines have always existed. I tend to think that the big difference today is that, unfortunately, for a lot of reasons on both sides of the aisle, there has been a rather irritable relationship between the parties. Not that we didn't have tough debates and very serious disagreements and fundamental positions of policy that were different, but it wasn't with a personal animosity that very often one sees today in the Congress. And I think that's the result of a number of factors. One of them is that members increasingly don't stay in Washington. They live at home, they fly in town on Tuesday morning and they leave on Tuesday afternoon. And as a result of that, they don't really get to know the members on the other side of the aisle. And they don't develop friendships or associations or acquaintanceship, whatever you want to call it, that allows them to understand and respect people across the aisle. My wife Heather and I always felt very close to Bob and Corinne, and we were talking from time to time about taking an opportunity to do a little traveling together privately or as part of a delegation. But that doesn't happen as much anymore. There are two members of Congress now who have just gotten an award from the Aspen Society for having started what's called the Center Isle, an effort to bring members of Congress together and to have a way of getting to know each other.
Well, it's good that you opened up the subject, Mr. Speaker, because things have changed considerably from the time when you and I were leaders of our respective parties, and even though we'd get involved in very vigorous debates on key issues, we never let it degenerate to a fight between personalities. Usually, the speaker gets the last call, and I, as the minority leader, I get the last call on my side. I'd make a wind-up argument as best I could, knowing full well that my friend Tom Foley is going to take the other side, and we'll listen very attentively and respectfully and vote our conscience, obviously. But the thing that I enjoyed so much during my tenure as minority leader is even with Speaker Tip O'Neill, we had a great respect for one another personally. We could go at it hammer and tongs verbally during the course of the day, and after it was all over, go back to the office and play a little gin rummy and have a brew or something, or even play golf on weekends. And with Tom Foley, well, then it became a situation where Tom came to me and said, "Bob, you know, when we have these leadership office meetings, why don't we alternate offices? We'll have one in my office, and next week we'll have one in your office." Well, when you have that kind of a relationship, it begins at the top, and I think that's what's very necessary in order to filter down to the members, so they take a lead from their leaders. Well, if they're getting together and talking socially and being civil to one another, maybe we ought to. And your mention of those new members who've formed this kind of middle aisle caucus, both the speaker and I were invited at their opening press conference, and then subsequently when they had about 35 members, they asked us back for a breakfast and wanted to tell us how they're getting along and free to ask us any questions on how they could enlarge this membership. And boy, that's really what it takes. It's too bad that the members today are not enjoying the relationships that we had back in those earlier days, because that made it so much more interesting and pleasurable, quite frankly, to be a member. You're mentioning the TNT Club. When you and I were junior members, and we used to kind of criticize the TNT members, and those members who were largely lawyers from New York and Philadelphia. Sure. And their business was lawyering in their districts, but it was an avocation to come serve in Congress. And we kind of decried those folks back those days. Of course, Tom here from the state of Washington was not that easy getting back and forth to his state. Me from Illinois, different. Incidentally, when I first came to Congress, they only reimbursed a member for one trip back and forth to the district. And then it became three, and then it became six. And now, of course, it's unlimited. But that also has a bearing upon the times that members associate with one another here in Washington. And then when we got to electronic voting, I think that had something to do with the fact that we weren't here for teller votes, like we used to have to be on the floor to really vote personally down the aisle on amendments. Although there are a number of the things that contribute to what's happened today versus the life we enjoyed, Tom.